Welcome back to another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Incova Insurance, where we sit down each week to speak with the Ohio State Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director to talk about the current state of OSU athletics. Today is another one of our Q&AD segments for you, Gene. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing today?
All right, Ben. Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it. Doing well.
Absolutely. So the first question we have for you was submitted by Stephen from Westerville. He wants to know, with the expansions of the SEC and the Big Ten conferences, how do you think that has adjusted the national brand for each conference? And will that play a role in potential NIL opportunities for student athletes in the future?
Wow, that's a great question. I haven't thought about that one, but you know, the opportunity and expansion that we created was to be in the top three markets in the country. By adding LA to Chicago and New York, the presence for our institutions and for our student athletes would be significant. And when you tie that to the fact that we have three real strong linear television partners in NBC and CBS and ABC as we move forward, and Fox, Fox, we'll be able to make sure our student athletes and our institutions get great attention and awareness. And so it will help us in recruiting. There's no question about it. It ties to NIL. When you think about NIL, one of the three pillars is brand. And so to strengthen our brand in a big way. So that's a great question.
Next question comes from Ryan in Chicago. He wants to know, what does it take to keep a 100-year-old stadium running? And would we ever build a new stadium or a dome for our football team?
Wow, that's a great question. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people would like to see a dome, but I just don't see that. We spend about $2.5 million a year on stadium maintenance, and a little south of $1 million of that is on concrete. When you think about the shoe, we have to keep in mind it is a concrete structure that's exposed to the elements year round. And so concrete does deteriorate. And so what we try and do is minimize and mitigate that deterioration by making investments every single year to maintain it. So you have HVAC systems, you have things of that nature that we have to take care of as well, or replace transformers and all and elevator units and all those type of things. So it's a big responsibility, and it takes a lot of money every year to maintain it. I don't see significant physical structural changes over the years. I see enhancement in our future, scoreboard and sound system, and maybe some new premium seat areas like we added with the Lowe's areas in the northwest corner of the stadium. But I don't see any major structural issues as we move into the near future.
Last question for today is from Howard in Dayton, and he wants to know, did you grow up a Buckeye fan? He said he knows you're from Cleveland and wants to know if you rooted for the Buckeyes growing up.
Yeah, I always rooted for the Buckeyes, and there are so many great contests that you used to watch on television all the time. And you know, I actually knew John Hicks. I'm from Cleveland. John Hicks was from Cleveland. I actually knew him before he came to Ohio State. He had a partner, had a relationship with my sister and some of my friends who were older than me. And so I got to meet him, and he was such an iconic figure. I watched Buckeye games and was always a Buckeye fan. And even when I went to Notre Dame, I still paid attention to the Buckeyes and watched him play, and I still had an affinity with him. So always been a Buckeye fan, and really blessed that I have an opportunity to be here and hopefully end my career here.
I don't think I've ever asked you this, Gene, but what do you remember about the phone call when you got approached to take the job here at OSU?
You know, it was weird because I was at Arizona State at the time, and You know, I was enjoying my experience at Arizona State. And I mean, I was in Arizona. I was pool in my backyard, and I was living on a golf course. And, I wasn't thinking about coming back to Ohio to live. And You know, I knew a lot of people here. I knew Jim Tressel from my days when I was at Eastern Michigan and he was at Youngstown State and we played. So I knew a lot of people here. So originally I wasn't interested. I wasn't. I hate to leave jobs undone. And I had, you know, things at Arizona State that I felt I needed to do. So, you know, those are the things that kind of, it was shock first that they called. And then, you know, I began that process to think about, you know, maybe this is not something I'm interested in. But obviously over time that flipped. Because I was committed to Arizona State and finishing my job, finishing my task. And I never left a place undone except for Arizona State. So that was really hard for me to leave them. But, you know, it's the platform Ohio State gives you so many opportunities. So, but initially, there was a lot of hesitancy and a lot of apprehension.
I'll speak for everybody and say that we're glad you changed your mind.
Well, thank you, Ben. I appreciate that, buddy.
That'll do it for another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Incova Insurance and another one of our Q&AD segments here with Gene. If you'd like to submit a question to have Gene answer on the podcast, you can visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and do so. We really appreciate everyone who has listened and subscribed thus far. Be sure to leave us a review wherever you find your podcast. Until next time, for Gene Smith and everyone here at Ohio State Athletics, I'm Ben Waite. Be well and go Bucks.
Go Bucks.